Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD Guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk about something just really quick, and I'll try to keep this episode kind of short so it sticks to the point. But I told you guys that there was something that I was going to address that I would normally... It's something in my personal life. But it's something I would normally address from the standpoint or viewpoint or behavior coming out of what I think would be normally low self-esteem. And it's happening today. It's something I'm doing today, by the way. And I'm addressing it differently. And it took time to do that. So it hasn't happened yet. I'm about to do it. But there's something that I need to address with somebody, and I'm going to address it from the standpoint of being more confident. And I've already explained where a lot of that has recently come from. I did that in the last episode, some of that, and some of the other recent episodes. I described confidence building and, you know, not having known for years that it was low self-esteem I was struggling with. But the situation that I'm going to be engaging in, I know that I would normally handle it from a perspective or a mindset is what I should say, a mindset of low self-esteem. But again, I didn't know that that's what the problem was. I didn't know my mindset was coming from a place of low self-esteem. So basically, it's almost like giving in to somebody when really I don't really want to give in to them, or maybe doing something because it feels easy to do it a certain way. And a big thing that I wanted to point out regarding all of this is I've already mentioned before that with complex PTSD, one of our big downfalls, and this is pretty well documented, is that we avoid conflict. We avoid things. We run, right? Or at least a lot of us do. And if you also struggle with being impulsive because maybe things are stressful, particularly if there's triggers involved, you just want to run or you want to leave or you want to isolate. Again, that's avoiding. It's fear of confrontation. And I wanted to just point out something really quick. And I know that I brought this book up a lot, but I can't recommend it enough. That Novel Cure book, it's called The Novel Cure by Ella Bertheld and Susan Elderkin. One particular thing in here that they point out that I think relates to a lot of the problems here regarding avoiding things, wanting to run, running to isolate. For example, me, this thing that I'm going to deal with today. I think a big part of this is facing your demons. And they have that in here. That's how they label the ailment, facing your demons. And it recommends a book called Beyond Black by Hilary Mantel. But the book is a way to... So there's something happening in that book. So I might check it out. But there's something happening in the book where a woman has some demons that she has to face. And the whole point of why I want to mention this is that they point out in here... Again, this is in the book, The Novel Cure. They say... that whenever you face your demons, the process may not be painless, but you will, like the character Allison in this book, Beyond Black, like Allison, you will find it's less terrifying than you think. So they're pointing out that facing your demons is less terrifying than you may think. And that's what I wanted to point out, is it's really helpful to remind ourselves, you know, because this, what I'm going to do is going to happen in, you know, today in the next 12 hours. And I keep thinking to myself, I would normally avoid this because it is stressful. So I normally would give in, or I would treat it as something, I don't know if this will make sense, but I would treat it as something existential. I would treat it as there's no rules to life. You know, everything's kind of up in the air. Everything's up for grabs. I talked about that in relation to dissociation and feeling like surreal, like a lot of things feel surreal, or nothing makes any sense kind of thing. And things do make sense. You know, there are there are rules to life, and the paths you take are really important. And like I said in a recent episode, I don't want to go down a path and get into the woods. I don't want to be in the woods. I don't want to get lost in the woods here. So it's important to be patient with yourself and take your time to think about how to address things and not be impulsive. And the other key thing I want to mention here is, one was facing your demons is a big part of this. And it may very well not be as terrifying as what you think. You might handle something and find out, oh my gosh, that person's reaction was not what I was expecting. This happened for me in Thanksgiving. I had something really big I had to share with some people in my very personal life. And their response was so supportive. And I thought they were going to be mad at me for what I was going to talk to them about. And I thought, wow, they were so supportive. I was just blown away. And that might be how this person that I'm going to address today reacts. And so it's basically just something has to be cleared up is what I have to do today. But it's in a very personal way, and it's with somebody. It's in a very different kind of a way. And it's just something that I have to address, because normally I would not want to address it, right? Normally I'd want to avoid it. Or normally I would just give in, and then I'd go down a path and be lost in the woods. And I just can't do that, because that'll just create stress for me. And I don't want that stress. And avoiding eventually just leads up to a future crisis. And that's what I mean by going down a path and getting into the woods. I don't want to do that. So, you know, again, I reference this book again, because the ailment there of facing your demons, the advice is so helpful. It's so helpful. And that's what I like about that book. You know, facing your demons might not be as terrifying as what you think. And like I said, in November, that's exactly what happened. I was blown away. I just couldn't believe that people were so supportive when I thought that they were going to criticize me, or they were going to be upset with me, or whatever. You know, there was just absolutely no judgment. I just couldn't believe it. And it was something that I had done that I wish I hadn't done, but I ended up talking about it, which I normally don't do. And I didn't want to talk about it because I thought, well, they're going to think I'm an idiot for doing this, or they're going to be mad at me, or they're going to scold me or whatever. And that's the opposite happened. I was stunned, but in a really good way. And it made me want to share things with them in the future. Right. So, you know, I think we can sometimes think the worst, when we want to address something. You know, we might think worst case scenario, and it's not helpful, because it makes us want to run. It makes us want to not address things. It makes us want to avoid. So very important to know and to have advice like this, that your demons might not be as scary as what you think they are. Addressing them, you might get a very different solution than what you even think. The other thing is, even if you don't get the solution, or even if you do get a bad reaction, and when you do address something, you know, it's always good to have a backup for yourself. So once this person is gone, like let's say, you know, I address something with this person and they react negatively. It's important to have a backup. So if you're coming from things from a low point of low self-esteem and you're always giving in, and it's always leading you into the woods, right? That's not good. So if you come from things from a perspective of confidence, or a mindset of confidence, and you're sort of changing your future by, you know, changing your behavior and the things that you accept and you don't accept, I think it's very important to not get your hopes up in the sense that all of a sudden you're just going to feel miraculous. It's important to have backup and think to yourself, you know, this was just a conflict that I handled. You know, I'm not expecting anything amazing to come out of this. And I think that that might be part of the reason why, if you're coming from a mindset of low self-esteem and you try to stand up for yourself and it blows up, I think that we can give back in to doing things from a mindset of low self-esteem, because we think, well, that was worthless. Why did I do that? Now this person's mad at me, or now I'm stressed out because they're mad at me. And then we give back in to giving in. We give back into giving in. And so if your confidence isn't quite there yet, but you're trying to stand up for yourself, again, it's very important to build your confidence by engaging with hobbies that make you happy. That's how you build your confidence, in my opinion, from what I've read and what is actually working. But it's very important to have a backup. So if somebody does blow up, know what it is. It's just them not getting what they want in the moment. But then go ahead and maybe have a plan that you are going to spend time working on your hobby after you have this confrontation with somebody. So after you confront somebody or address something with somebody, I'm more just addressing something with somebody. And I think it'll be fine. But let's say I want to confront something with somebody and it's maybe the person that abused you. Have a backup. Have a backup for something that makes you happy. Some kind of hobby you can engage in. Even if it's just you solo, like just go to the gym and play basketball, shoot hoops or something. Go to a local golf range and just hit golf balls. You don't have to play golf. Go to the golf range. Like, that's something I'm actually going to do in a few weeks as a hobby for happiness, is I'm going to a golf range just to hit golf balls with a friend. We're not going to play a game of golf. We're going to play mini golf just to be fun, but we're going to go to a golf range. So have something that you can do as a backup, like go swimming at a gym. If you go to the gym and you go swimming, engage with a hobby of some sort, arts and crafts, whatever it is. Doing a 1,000-piece puzzle, right? Reading, whatever it might be. Have a backup for something to build your confidence, especially if you're going to be in a confrontation with someone. Go canoeing, I don't know, just anything. But have that backup. I think that's really important, because if we're expecting something to come out of us addressing things, I think that's almost a setup to be let down, right? And we don't want to set ourselves up. But if something good does come out of it, that's great. That's wonderful. You'll feel elated. But I wouldn't say always expect that, because you can't predict other people's behavior. And that's very key here. People's behavior is, they feel how they feel. But at least you're not going on a path into the woods. So very important. But like I said, have a backup, have a backup of a hobby that makes you happy. A healthy hobby, by the way. So, not engaging in drinking, that's not going to help you. Drinking alcohol, a hobby that is bringing you enjoyment and you can share with other people or you can do with other people, that's a good hobby. So there you go. I just wanted to point out that, addressing your demons or facing your demons, it may not be as scary as what you think it might be. And you might have a good response, like I did at Thanksgiving. That was a big turning point for me, was that people they were supportive. So, that could happen too. And that's great. That would be great. So this is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.